Joining me now is Mark Delator, CEO of Open Country Dairy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Arena. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And I think I owe you a massive thank you because when I was down at Southern Field Days at Waimumu, I managed to convince people that they should give me some Open Country cheese on your stand. And once again, it was delicious. So thank you so much.
No problem. I'm telling you, that cheese is becoming a currency.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
I'm telling you. It's more traded than the New Zealand dollar, I think, nowadays. So, but it is fantastic cheese. I'm glad you got some.
Yeah, absolutely. I just found some Open Country suppliers, twisted their arms, and basically stole theirs. So there was a bit of subterfuge going on. Hey, look, is there subterfuge going on the international stage? I see you didn't make the cut for the Prime Minister's Southeast Asia tour.
No, I didn't. I'm hurt and offended. If I had been invited, we couldn't have gone along anyway because we spent most of this month touring around the country. Just completed 14 supplier meetings from Waikato, Central North Island, down to South Island, Otago. So we've been really busy this month, getting some feedback from the farmers and talking about what we see on the markets and the industry in total. And I have to say, Rowena, the feedback was really positive. You know, we've got a great bunch of suppliers. We're pretty close with all of them. So I think if I had been on the trip with Chris Luxon, I might have probably been pushing the fact that we need to keep pushing government, council, you know, departments to reduce complexity, reduce regulation and compliance costs on farm, because that was certainly the message that we were getting from our suppliers.
And that's why I think yesterday's announcement around the RMA reform has been so well received. Mark, what has the sentiment been like out there as you've been attending these farmer meetings?
Yeah, look, obviously everyone's getting increasingly positive, I guess, is the perspective. I think everyone's starting to realise now that Wellington's behind the industry. We've always got to strive to be better, but we're now not the pariah. And I think that was having an effect on everyone's mental health and focus. And so we've just been stressing that, you know, Open Country are really positive towards the industry. We believe there's growth. We believe there's more market demand in the world for the product, and you know, we're investing. So, as you know, Rowena, we've got our new butter plant currently under construction, and we sort of alluded to a couple of new large capital investments that Open Country will be making in the next few years. So just to really establish with the farmers that we're committed to the industry and we believe there's a lot of growth and things will get better.
You mentioned the markets. What are you seeing in that space at the moment?
Yes, I did listen to what Miles had to say yesterday on his show, Rowena, and agree, you know, China hasn't come back. I think year to date, just looking at the numbers, Open Country is 7% of their sales has gone to China this year, and that won't increase before the end of this season. So, you know, we're already 30% of our product is in that Southeast Asia region where Luxon's business delegation visited. So we're well established in that part of the world. Overall, the markets are positive. You know, New Zealand has strong demand for its products. We've got a reputation for quality, trust, food safety, and, you know, the sustainability piece, we're very guarded with that, but it's just another feature, I guess, of our product offering out of New Zealand.
It was really disappointing in the last global dairy trade auction to see cheddar take a bit of a plunge down 8.5%. Mark, why don't people want our cheese was the question I was being asked.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, obviously in should I say, deeper segments in that auction, is probably, it provides a better bearing on what's happening in the market. There's not a large volume of cheddar on the GDT at this stage, and we don't tend to follow it with our cheese pricing. So I think it's probably a point in time because of the reasonably small volumes that are offered on that platform. You know, it can vary quite a bit from week to week. So we're seeing strong demand for cheese. Pricing's a little bit softer, but in recent months it's actually improved. So, you know, we probably don't put too much weight in that, you know, that particular spot result.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, look, speaking of pricings, though, we couldn't get an early season forecast out of Miles Hurrell yesterday. Are we going to have much better luck with you, Mark Delator, from Open Country?
Well, we kind of have to, don't we, Rowena? As you know, we pay in full 4 times a year. So whilst a lot of people think we follow, we you know, for those of the people that know our model, we can't. So we've already gone out with a beginning of the season, our period one of next milk season is a 18 to 840 range, and and that's out in public domain. So that's where we believe it's going to be. So, you know, we any year, if we can start the year with, you know, in that range, sort of an 8, 28, 30 midpoint, I guess, should build to a stronger number if the markets continue as they are now.
Yeah, so you don't just follow where Fonterra puts their milk price?
Well, we can't, Rowan. we pay our suppliers in full 4 times a year, and there's a real cash advantage to that. So everyone, you know, tends to assume we will, but I'm not sure how we could do that the way we operate. So if anything, we tend to be floating out in the breeze sometime and looking carefully at what they end up doing.
Mark De La Torre, Open Country CEO. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Great to catch up. Go well.
No problem. Thanks, Rowan.